Blog Talk Radio.
There's a place dear to me where I'm longing to be with my friends at the old country church. There with mother we went and our Sundays were spent with my friends at the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long
once more to be with my friends at the old country church. As a small country boy, how my heart beat with joy when I knelt in the old country church. And the Savior above, by his wonderful love, saved my soul in the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me.
How I long once more to be
with my friends at the old country church. All my thoughts make me weep, for so many now sleep in their graves near the old country church. And sometime I may rest with the friends I love best in a grave near the old country church.
Precious years of memory.
Oh, what joy they bring to me. With my friends at the old country church.
Well, good morning, everyone. And greetings in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us go to the Father and ask him for his guidance. Most gracious Heavenly Father, once again, as we prepare to open your word this morning, we're asking the Holy Spirit, Father, to come forward to be our guide and to give us knowledge of this, your word, Father, the truth and the depth, and bring our hearts and minds to establish your word in them, Father, so that we will always walk upon that highway of righteousness to make heaven our home. We know, Father, that this Bible, that we can say what it says we can say. We can do what it says we can do, Father. We can have what it says we can have, because it is your word. We know, Father, that you keep your word. Man doesn't keep his, but you can keep, you always keep your word, Father. Now be with us throughout the service this morning. We're asking this in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Today's Wednesday, so we're going to be in the four Gospels. In fact, we're still in Matthew, and we're going to be at chapter 21. Jesus's triumphal entry into Jerusalem is one of the subjects. But there are several. So let's begin here now with verse 1. And when they drew nigh unto Jerusalem and were come to Bethphage unto the Mount of Olives, then sent Jesus two disciples, saying unto them, go into the village over against you, and straightway ye shall find an ass tied and a colt with her. Loose them and bring them unto me. And if any man say aught unto you, ye say, the Lord has need of them, and straightway he will send them. Now, verse 4. All this was done that it might be fulfilled, was spoken by the prophet, saying, tell ye the daughter of Zion, behold, the king cometh unto thee, meek, and sitting upon an ass, and a colt, the foal of an ass. And disciples went and did as Jesus commanded them, and brought the ass and the colt, and put on them their clothes, and they sent him their own. Pardon me. In verse 8, and a very great multitude spread their garments in the way. Others cut down the branches from the trees and strode them in the way. And the multitudes that went before and that followed cried, saying, Hosanna to the Son of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. And when he was come into Jerusalem, all the city was moved, saying, who is this? And the multitude said, this is Jesus, the prophet of Nazareth, of Galilee. There's still no one to claim him as the Son of God. He's a prophet. And then they really not like him to do that. Here in 12. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables of the money changers and the seats of them that sold goods and said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. And when the chief priests and scribes saw the wonderful things that he did, and the children crying in the temple and saying, Hosanna to the Son of David, they were sore displeased. See, they just don't like anything he says or does. 16. And said unto him, hearest thou what they say? And Jesus saith unto them, Ye never read out of the mouth of babes and sucklings thou hast perfected praise. Now, 17. And he left them and went out of the city into Bethany, and he lodged there. Now in the morning, as he returned into the city, he hungered. When he saw a fig tree in the way, he came to it and found nothing thereon but leaves only, and saith unto it, let no fruit grow on thee henceforth forever. And presently the fig tree withered away. You know, Did you ever wonder why it didn't have any figs on it? Was it the wrong time of the year or what? No, you see, a fig tree gets figs at the same time that the leaves come out on it. But that one didn't have any. For some reason, that tree just didn't have any figs. And yet, it should have had. And that's why Jesus cursed it. Now, and when the disciples saw it, they marveled, saying, how soon is the fig tree withered away? Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if ye shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. Now that's powerful faith. I don't know anybody today got that kind of faith, just as they didn't have in that day and time either, except the Lord Jesus. Now, 22. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. That is a small verse. But look at what it is carrying. In all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. You see, when we go to the Lord God in prayer, we're to speak to him from our heart in honesty and sincerity. And we are to talk to him about the things of the word and of his kingdom. And things that we need in our lives to be able to do what he asked of us to do. And when we do that, we know that God keeps his word. Just like the Lord Jesus Christ told us here, he'll keep that. It's man that has walked far enough away that he really is not having his prayer in faith. And when that is the case, he's not going to receive much of anything. Now, 23. And when he was come into the temple, the chief priests and the elders of the people came unto him as he was teaching and said, by what authority dost thou these things? And who gave thee this authority? Really asked a bunch of questions. Jesus answered and said unto them, I also will ask you one thing, which if ye tell me, I in likewise will tell you by what authority I do these things. Uh-oh, somebody's in trouble here. 25. The baptism of John, was it from heaven or of man? And they reasoned with themselves, saying, if we shall say from heaven, he will say unto us, why did you not then believe him? But if we shall say of men, we fear the people, for all hold John as a prophet. And they answered Jesus and said, we cannot tell. And he said unto them, neither tell I you by what authority I do these things. You see, he knows the heart of every man. He knows the thoughts even that you think. Think about that. So, we don't want to go to him in prayer with a lie. And put a claim about something that we really don't believe in. Because we are supposed to be his brothers and his sisters. The Lord tells us this. That if you are a born-again child of the living God, that is what you are. You are a brother or sister to the Lord Jesus Christ, according to the word of Almighty God. Not my word, his word. 28. So what think ye? A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first and said, son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. 30. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, I go, sir. And he went not. Whether of them twain did the will of his father? Which one of them done the will of his father? The very one that said he wouldn't go. Because, you see, he later repented and went. And the one that said he would go didn't never go. And a lot of mankind is doing that very same thing today. Even members that belong to a church. Because they look for excuses. Too busy. Let me tell you something. When you get too busy, time out through the day for the Lord Jesus Christ, you're in for a lot of trouble. Because he is to be the first in your life. Before everything and everyone. Nothing or no one is to make him second in your life. So you better examine your life and see how you really stand. And if you will examine yourself honestly and by his word, you'll know. Now, 32 or 31. Because we only done the first part of that. Just whether them twain did the will of his father. They said to him, the first, Jesus saith unto them, verily I say unto you that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you. quite a statement, isn't it? Because you see, a lot of those go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent, forgive him. Then they straighten their lives out and they walk and serve God. So they will make heaven their home because they have become a member of the family of God. Now, 32, for John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you believed him not. But the publicans and the harlots believed him. And ye, when ye had seen it, repented not afterwards, that ye might believe him. But you didn't repent. They did, but you didn't. We need to know how we stand with God. And we can know by his word. That's why I wanted and why the Lord led me to teach the way I'm teaching now, to take you throughout the Bible so that you can see the word, you can know how things were in the beginning, you can see as the changes were made, and how people believed and lived or didn't believe. And then Jesus came on the scene. He was born. We can see how he lived. Now, he was born just like you and I, except the way he was conceived. But he was born in the flesh. And he was born into this world, really, without the power of the Holy Spirit. He didn't receive the Holy Spirit until he was baptized by John. We all know that story if you've read it. When he was baptized by John, the Holy Spirit descended on him like in the form of a dove. The way they sing it. Now, here we go to 33. Hear another parable. There was a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it around about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husbandmen and went into a far country. And when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husbandmen that they might receive the fruit of it. And the husbandman took his servants and beat one and killed another and stoned another. And again, he sent another servant more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. In other words, this one that was put in charge of it, no, he wasn't going to let them take nothing back. Verse 37. But last of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, they will reverence my son. You know, that's exactly what the Lord God and his reason for sending Jesus into the world. He sent him here to become a sacrifice for you and I. But he was treated just like the husbandman was treating those that was being talked about here. 38. And when the husbandmen saw the son, they said among themselves, this is the heir. Come, let us kill him and let us seize on his inheritance. 40. When the Lord therefore of the vineyard cometh, what will he do unto those husbandmen? What's he going to do to them? Well, we know when our Lord comes, what's going to happen to us. We may not, because we may not have actually studied about it. But I will tell you this. If you're not ready, that day you will cry many, many, many tears for the things that's going to come upon you and happen to you. 41. They say unto him, he will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their seasons. They're telling him out what would happen. 42. Jesus saith unto them, did you never read in the scriptures the stone which the builders rejected? The same is become the head of the corner. This is the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. Therefore say I unto you, the kingdom of God shall be taken from you and given to a nation, bringing forth the fruits thereof. And then we wonder why our nation today is not prospering as it was, and it is losing out its respect it had from other countries because of the evil ways it has turned. And the Lord God, it's not going to continue long in putting up with it. But there is a revival, a great revival coming. It's beginning. But we haven't seen anything yet like it will be. And all that is listening or that will hear this message, you better wake up, get into the Word of God, find you a church that is really teaching the Word, not man's way, but God's way. And repent put your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and make that change and get ready. Are you are going to receive treatment and pain like you have never had before, and even death? Listen to me. But the worst thing about it is, even beyond that, when you do not make heaven your home, then you've made hell your home. And then there's coming a time at the great white throne judgment. Hell, Satan and all of his demons, and everyone that has not made heaven their home will be cast into a lake of fire that will burn forever. And the scripture says the worm never dies. Think about that kind of pain. And then that's for eternity. And you can't blame nobody but yourself. You're the one that did it. Now, Verse 44. And whosoever shall fall on this stone shall be broken. And on whomsoever it shall fall, it will grind him to powder. Oh, to think about it. Just to think about that. You know, that warning right there is a warning of judgment. But also, Jesus offers mercy to these falling on the stone. In other words, you're falling upon him in repentance and faith. But his falling upon man in judgment is what will grind him to powder and put him in that lake of fire. Think about it. 45. When the chief priests and Pharisees had heard his parable, they perceived that he spake of them. But when they sought to lay hands on him, they feared the multitude, because they took him for a prophet. They still, see, they're still just looking at him as a prophet. Most of them. That's something, isn't it? Now, we're going to go into chapter 22. Let's see how long this is. Well, it's quite lengthy. We're going to get into it here in a short way. We may go through the first 14 verses. Verse 1. We're still being taught in parables. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables, and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son, and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I have prepared my dinner. My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. But they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. You see, that's exactly what is happening today. We are due to go to a marriage supper. You know that the Lord comes for his church. But we've got those that are not aiming to go. And they are letting the things they own stand between them and the Lord Jesus Christ. They're letting work and merchandise stand between. Found that there in verse 5. You see, they made light of it and went their way, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. 6. And the remnant took his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. 7. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he sent forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. He's letting us know that there's no good thing coming when we are not doing and living right and right with him. Now, 8. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as you shall find, bid them to the marriage. And that's what you and I are to be doing today, is reaching out to those that really are walking in darkness and invite them to the marriage supper. But the only way they can make it is to go to the Lord Jesus Christ and repent, be forgiven, and change their ways. But then they can become part of the bridegroom, of the bride rather. Now, so those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. You see, we can always reach a few. May not be many for each one of us. But if we each one reach a few, can then bring many into the wedding supper and unto the Lord Jesus Christ. Eleven. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. And he saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? And he was speechless. Then said the king to the servant, bind him hand and foot, and take him away, and cast him into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. You better make certain that you are one that God will choose. Because you have chosen him. He lets us know what we are facing. When we live righteously and when we live our own evil ways, there is no excuse, none whatsoever. And you are the one to choose. There's only two ways to go. And that's either to heaven or to hell. There's no other place, no other way. And there's only one way to get to heaven. And that's through the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't go around him, over him or under him. We have to go through him. And that's God's word. We're going to stop here now with 14 there. And then, God willing, we can pick up with 15. We'll be getting into that this evening at 6 p.m. if the Lord wills. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Father, as we close your word, we thank you for your word, and we thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit. Now, Father, I'm praying for those out there, Father, that are walking in darkness. I pray that the Holy Spirit can reach them, get them to know and to understand that they stand alone and that they are in need of someone stronger than they, and that being the Lord Jesus Christ. And that they can be led, Father, to Jesus. Repent of their sins. Be forgiven. Put their faith and trust in him. Find them a place that is teaching the truth of God's word. Grow in knowledge and continue to walk in and with the Spirit and grow to where they have made heaven their home. We can't give the increase, Father. Only you can do that. But we can share knowledge, truth, and your love with all. And Father, for those that are sick out there, may they reach out and take that healing that was given to them 2,000 years ago. When Jesus went to the cross. Because it's by his stripes we are healed. Put your faith and belief in that. And you will see power of the Lord God at work in your life. And you can have your healing. Now, Jesus, walk with all of us. But let thy Holy Spirit work within our families. because we all have family members that are not saved. We don't want to see them lost, Father. May he be able to bring them from darkness to light, and that light being Jesus. We pray, Father, for you to use us to help others to come out of darkness and into light. Let us be the channel for the Holy Spirit to work through to reach others. Now, Father, keep us safe through this day. And may we meet somebody today to share your gospel with. You know our needs, Father, the needs of this ministry. And our trust and our belief is in you. We know that you will place us where you want us to be. Father, this is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. And God bless all, and have a great, great day. Walk with God, he'll walk with you. All right.